Bonjour, le secrétaire général et le président feront quelques remarques.
We'll make a few opening remarks and then we have a few minutes available for questions. Secretary General. Hello. Mr. President, I am very happy to welcome you to NATO. Djibouti's strong commitment to counter piracy and your support for our efforts are greatly appreciated. And they have greatly contributed to reducing the threat of piracy in the region. Not a single successful pirate attack has taken place off Somalia for over a year. This shows how effective international cooperation can be in the face of such a serious challenge. However, we agree that we cannot afford to be complacent. So I therefore applaud your leadership role in focusing world attention on the continuing threat of piracy. You have agreed to host a week-long meeting of the contact group on piracy in November. And NATO will be well represented at this important meeting. It is also clear from our discussions today that our relationship has real potential, and we should explore further cooperation between Djibouti and NATO. We continue to move closer to a NATO-Djibouti agreement that would see the establishment of a liaison office in support of NATO's counter-piracy operation. That is Operation Ocean Shield. We will continue to look at capability building opportunities during our ships' visits in Djiboutian ports, because building capacity in the region is something that both of us see as the key to long-term maritime security off the Horn of Africa. And we have had a valuable exchange of views on the situation in Somalia. We both agree on the importance of continued efforts to help stabilize the country, both from a political and security perspective, because ultimately the roots of piracy are not at sea, but on land. Exactly. Thank you very much, Secretary General. I would like to thank you for having invited us and for greeting us here at NATO in Brussels. We had a fruitful exchange of points of view. We covered the cooperation that exists between NATO or NATO member countries and NATO with Djibouti in line with fighting piracy. Also, and on a par with this, we would like to ensure peace and to do away with terrorism in our region. A cooperation already exists between the United States within the framework of the SOFA agreement we have signed with the US. We are also discussing setting up a liaison office in Djibouti, a liaison office for NATO. We saw that your participation in the Ocean Shield operation managed to reduce considerably the number of pirate attacks. And the last pirate attack, well, to this day, no ship is held hostage by pirates. And thanks to this multilateral operation designed to fight pirate attacks, you have managed to reduce the number of pirate attacks, and for 1 year there have not been a pirate attack in our region. We are, apart from Somalia, we are another country that suffers from this tragedy. We suffer from pirate attacks. International trade is also hard hit. And the countries that have interests in international trade and that have harbors like Djibouti are also hard hit. That is why we are doing everything to beef up our cooperation with NATO and to stabilize once and for all this region and to eliminate all the threats. We also came to take part in the conference, the New Deal for Somalia conference. We hope that the people of Somalia can, thanks to international solidarity, benefit from substantial efforts designed to strengthen capabilities and to benefit from economic aid and to benefit from security and stability, and that they will benefit from the means that they will be given so that this country can see light at the end of the tunnel after 22 years of misery and chaos and civil war. I am very pleased to have had this exchange of points of view with you, and I would like to thank you. We have a few minutes available for one question, sir. Just one question to NATO Secretary General. Secretary General, specifically, what did you cover with the President of Djibouti? And is NATO aware of how difficult the mission is if you want to do away with the threat of terrorism in Somalia? And within mind, the New Deal conference that is taking place in Brussels. So what are the ties between Djibouti and NATO? What did you cover specifically with the President of Djibouti? And what is the role that NATO will play within the framework of the New Deal in Somalia? As for the international conference, New Deal, as it is called, this is a question that is covered by the European Union. But obviously, we do have a positive position about it. I would like to thank the President of Djibouti for his strong commitment to the stability of Somalia. And to this effect, I hope this conference will be a successful one today. But as for the ties between NATO and Djibouti, I hope that we will be able to beef up these ties, to strengthen them. First of all, I thanked the President for his support to our mission, our counter-piracy operation. And in my mind, this cooperation will continue. Secondly, I hope that there will be once again progress when it comes to our ties with an agreement on the liaison office. This would be a first step. And thirdly, we will continue to look at the possibilities whereby we could strengthen maritime capabilities. Because strengthening these maritime capabilities is essential if we are to ensure maritime security in the long term. So there are various fields where we will be able to strengthen our cooperation. Thank you very much.